I am Daniel Foley from the Abundant Life Training Center, and welcome to our daily communion meditation, where today we're talking about be happy and do good. This is a passage of scripture coming from Ecclesiastes, where King Solomon, you know, God gives Solomon, you could call it supernatural wisdom. He makes him basically the smartest guy. He gives him godly wisdom in his life. And he writes these words: I've seen that there's nothing better than for us to be happy, than for men to be happy and to do good. Be happy and to do good. And he talks about, if you look through the book of Ecclesiastes, about how we're supposed to be finding enjoyment in the things that we do each day. But remember, the source of our happiness doesn't come from external things. Getting this piece right, that the source of our happiness comes from God within us. That it comes from within us, and then it urges us or compels us, gives us the desire to do good as we're changed from the inside out by God. So we're going to get started with prayer. If you're new to us here, the way we do these daily communion meditations is we start with about a 2-minute long prayer that's mostly scripture, coming from Ephesians chapter 1 and the prayer of Jabez found in 1 Chronicles chapter 4. Let me take a few minutes to do the other half of prayer, where we talk about our four fundamentals, where we get positioned in the light. We take our time to get connected with God, to examine ourselves before our time of communion for today. Let's get started with the prayer. Heavenly Father, I pray for all those who are watching or listening, all their families, their friends, everybody connected to them, and all of our church and governmental leaders. And Father, thank you for releasing us from darkness, transferring us into the light, into the kingdom of your dear Son. Thank you for your purpose and grace given to us in Christ Jesus before time began. And Father, I keep asking that you, the Father of glory, would give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that we would know you better, that the eyes of our hearts would be enlightened to know the hope to which you've called us, and the riches of your glorious inheritance that is in us, and the immeasurable greatness of your power to us who believe. The same power that you exercised in Christ when you raised him from the dead and seated him at your right hand in heavenly places. Far above all rule and authority and power and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. And you put all things under his feet and made him to be the head of the body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. And Father, I ask you to bless us, to make your face shine upon us. Let us find grace and favor in your eyes. Expand our borders and our territory. Expand our capacity to receive your purpose and grace, your love and your goodness, and to let it flow through us so that we do good and are a blessing to people all over the world. I ask you to keep your hand on us and help us do today what's right and best in your eyes, and to do it with peace and joy and confidence in you. I ask you to stretch out your hand to heal and do signs and wonders and keep us from evil and pain. Through the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. So now we're going to go through the other half of prayer. This is where we talk about our four fundamentals. And as my daughter constantly reminds me, you got to put the fun in the fundamentals. You got to make them fun. We talk about be happy and do good. This is a formula for today. Put the fun in fundamentals. Masters of anything are masters of the fundamentals. These are practices. These are skills that we can grow in, that we can develop in, but you got to make them fun. You got to bring the joy into them. Our four fundamentals of getting positioned in the light, magnifying that light, staying tuned in for God's leading and direction today, and then taking action and doing the things that you know to do, but doing them with God, trusting in him that he's right there with you, helping you to do those things. Let's start with our first one. Getting positioned in the light. Remember, this is the on-off switch. We're either in the light or we're in darkness. This is turning on the lights where it gets everything flowing. How do we do that? We've been released from darkness, transferred into the light, and that transfer was all made possible because of forgiveness. The forgiveness of sins brings us into the light, and we got to receive that forgiveness from God. It's got to begin to flow through us where we begin to forgive ourselves. Often we're beating ourselves up for things that we've done. We've got to walk in forgiveness with ourselves. And then we got to let that forgiveness flow through us to other people. Remember, Jesus says, if you're not willing to forgive, it shuts off the access to everything that God has. That forgiveness has got to flow. And now, the motivation behind all that forgiveness was love. God's love was the motivation behind it all. His love and compassion and kindness and goodness. We got to receive that love from him. We got to love ourselves the way that he's loved us. And we got to walk in that same love with other people as well. To walk in the light is to walk in love. God is light. God is love. He's one and the same. Therefore, to walk in love is to be positioned in the light. And all this is received by God, or from God, by faith. And one of the greatest expressions of faith is gratitude and praise. One of the biggest things you can do today, this day today, to stay positioned in the light all day. Our goal is to get where we sustain this positioning all throughout the day, is we can stay positioned in gratitude and praise. And remember, it's like a light switch. It's either on or off. Either positioned in gratitude and praise or you're not. The opposite is complaining. The opposite is complaining. Which one are you positioned in as you go throughout the day? And this is a big deal because when we're positioned in the light, what's in the light? Everything God has. It's not worth it to get into unforgiveness. It's not worth it to step out of love. It's not worth it to get into complaining mode because you shut off your access to all this that God has for us. He's transferred us into his kingdom. And in Christ, in his kingdom, he's given us everything he has. His spirit and power and presence. His love and peace and joy. His faith. His peace and joy. Not our own. His peace and joy. He's given us his kindness and gentleness, his mind, his wisdom. The answers to the problems that we face in life are found in the light. His health and his energy begin to flow through us. His time, his finances, his order, and so much more. Everything he has, he's given us freely in Christ. When we get positioned in the light, all this begins to flow. But then we got to expand the capacity. We're going to magnify it and get it bigger where more of this can begin to flow through us. It starts in our spirit. We've got to begin to flow through our mind and emotions and out into the physical world. And that's where we have to begin to magnify that light. To magnify is to make bigger or greater. And we're all magnifying something every day based on what we're focused on. What are we thinking about? What are we talking about? What are we meditating on or imagining or pondering in our mind? And the more we focus on something, the more it begins to expand, the more it begins to grow on the inside of us. I'm sure you've had this experience before where you begin to meditate on some problem or issue that you're having. And the more you think about it, the bigger it grows on the inside of you. You feel that pressure increasing. Well, the same is true in the opposite. When we begin to focus on the light and to magnify the light, and we'll talk about what that means here in just a second, it begins to grow bigger and it begins to expand that capacity where more of what God has for you can begin to flow through you. So what are we magnifying? We can magnify God's word. To get into his word and meditate on it, to focus on it, to give it a higher priority in our lives, to be thinking about his word and his promises all throughout the day. We can be thinking about his unfailing love, his steadfast, unfailing love. Love never fails. We can think about his faithfulness, that he always fulfills his promises, that he's always on time. We can think about his mighty works, that nothing's impossible for him. We can think about our righteousness in Christ, that because of Jesus, we're right with God. We have peace with him. We have his blessing and favor. We can think about every good thing that he put within us, this treasure that he put in our hearts. We can think about what's lovely and just and true and praiseworthy and of good report. We can focus on all the things that are going well, all the things that are going right. All the good that's already happened, how far God has already brought us in our lives. Often we get focused on, oh, I'm not there yet. I haven't seen this happen yet. And that puts us into complaining mode. When you start looking back at how far God has already brought you, what he's already done for you in your life, puts you back into the light. Now, this is not denying that there's problems or issues. Jesus said, in this world, you're going to have trouble. He said, each day will have enough trouble of its own even. But be of good cheer because I've overcome the world. It's looking at these problems and issues and bringing them into the light and making God bigger than the problems and choosing not to magnify them. This is where we prove that we really trust in God, I think. We look at these problems and say, you know what? That's no problem for God. He loves me. He's faithful. Nothing's impossible for him. Yeah, I know what he's promised me. Begin to turn it right back around, bring it into the light. But God does give us the choice. We could choose to magnify darkness. How do we do that? By focusing on all the ways that we've been wronged, all the things that people have done to us, all the evil that's been done to us by other people, things that could have, should have, would have happened. We can focus on all the issues and problems that we're facing. We could dwell on the past and stay stuck there. We could be stuck worrying about the future. We could be in our minds toiling away, trying to figure everything out on our own. But like we talked about, the more you think about those problems, the more you stir them over in your mind, what I've found to be true is the further away you get from the solution. Because you're magnifying darkness and the solutions in the light. When you learn to turn those issues over to God, this is a practice. A lot of people talk about, oh, cast your cares onto God. People talk about it, but very few people do it. Learning to roll those over onto him. Because he cares for you. And this is where we got to recognize the symptoms. Based on where we're positioned, what we're magnifying, you're going to begin to experience some symptoms every single day, moment to moment, all throughout the day. This is where we have to get good at recognizing these symptoms. When we're positioned in darkness or we're magnifying darkness, everything feels heavy and oppressive, like the pressure is on you to have to make it happen, to have to figure it out. Feels hopeless for your situation. Maybe you feel trapped or you're stuck in some situation that there's no way out of, no good way out. Maybe your energy levels begin to diminish and you're like, why am I so tired all of a sudden? Then there's the fear and the stress and the worry, the dread of the future, maybe confusion on which way to go or what to do. Maybe you get stuck in some kind of vicious cycle that's just repeating itself like a Groundhog's Day. The same thing's just happening over and over, and we can't get out of these bad cycles. But when we're positioned in the light, it's different. You can learn to recognize this feeling. Number one, there's rest in your soul because you know that God's got it. You're not having to toil away and figure everything out in your mind. There's rest in your soul. Everything feels free and easy and effortless, and your energy levels begin to rise up. That faith and courage in you begin to rise up. That peace that surpasses all understanding begins to flow. That joy of the Lord that is your strength begins to equip you to function in God's strength. And there's hope. And no matter what's going on in any and every situation, there's hope. And all of a sudden, you get these aha moments where you just get these flashes of insight where you just know what to do. You learn things, you know things, you grow at an accelerated rate. Jesus says, you abide in me, your lives will begin to produce much fruit. You stay consistently positioned in the light. You focus on that light. He begins to make your life fruitful. He begins to multiply you. He begins to increase you greatly. It doesn't happen overnight, but you stay positioned there consistently. And you learn to recognize these symptoms and then turn it back around quickly. I think one of the greatest skills we can ever learn is to recognize the symptoms and turn it back around. Because it's going to happen where you get knocked out of position. To turn it back around quickly whenever you recognize that you're off track. And it just takes 1 second. Just takes 1 second. I'm sure you've had the example where you're raging mad, or you got something going on, you're angry or frustrated about something, and then somebody calls you on the phone or knocks on your door, and your whole focus shifts in 1 second, and you can turn it on or turn it off. You can get back into the light in literally 1 second. Start praising and thanking God. Start magnifying Him. You can be right back in. And it just begins to flow suddenly. Now, as you begin to take these steps, it's something like tuning a radio receiver. And it tunes you in to be able to hear and discern God's leading and direction for you each day. Every day, He's trying to lead us to this beautiful, spacious place that's free from all restriction. But we've got to stay tuned in for His leading and direction. One of the things I like to do each day before bed, just with a pen and paper in my journal, is just asking God this question here, or a couple questions. God, what is it you're trying to show me today? Is there anything I missed that you wanted me to get today? And just get still and listen, and whatever begins to come into your mind, just begin to write it down. And then stay tuned in throughout the day, because He may begin to give you some steps to take or some things to do or some things to teach you and train you in as you go throughout the day. And if you're ever unsure on which way to go or what to do, what do? You wait. You wait for His leading and direction. You ask Him which way to go. He'll always show you. But you wait for His leading until you go. Until you know, you wait. He'll begin to show you in the perfect time. And then once you know what to do, it's time to take action. Some other ways that we can know what to do. There might be some things that you just know you need to get done today. What's that to-do list that's piling up on the inside? What do you know to get done today? Maybe there's some things in your conscience where you're like, you know what? I know I need to do that. I've been meaning to do that. I keep putting it off, or I keep getting that nudge on the inside to do that thing, but I haven't done it yet. Maybe there's something you know to do, which you've been procrastinating on. Maybe you have a leading or an excitement about some step that you feel God is prompting you to take. Just putting those things into practice consistently. I like to think of it like a pipeline of living water. We turn the lights on. That begins to get the flow of everything God has. And then we begin to expand the capacity where God can begin to flow more through you. But sometimes the pipes can get backed up. It can get clogged up because we're not taking action on the things that we know to do. And now God can't get what He wants to get through you until we begin to take those steps. So as you begin to know what to do, just begin to take that step, then the next one, then the next one. And you take those steps together with God, trusting that He's with you. And you do them cheerfully and joyfully. We talk about today, be happy and do good. Do them with joy. Do them with confidence in God. Do them cheerfully, bringing that attitude into everything that you do. And when you begin to do this and you get this grace flowing through you in your life, does something like creating a magnet. It makes you magnetic and begins to pull more and more of the things of God into your life. In the world of science, if you get electrical current flowing through a wire, it begins to create a magnet. What's been shown in science is you can also create a temporary magnet where you begin to take a magnet and you begin to rub it across a nail in one direction consistently. You do that enough times, it turns that nail into a temporary magnet. And it will remain a magnet until something shakes it or hits it or puts some pressure on it, causing those molecules to kind of get shaken up a little bit. Well, if you stay positioned in the light consistently, every time you keep positioning yourself in the light, you keep magnifying that light, you keep doing what you know to do, you keep staying tuned in. It's like you're doing another stroke on that magnet. It's beginning to magnetize you more and more. And as the pressures of life come, but they don't shake you, you keep that magnetism in your life, and you begin to attract and to pull the things you've been believing for. Begin to pull the things of God into your life. So this is Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 12. Been reading through Ecclesiastes the last couple of days. This is King Solomon. God tells Solomon, I'm going to give you wisdom greater than anyone up to that time, probably anyone greater than Jesus up to that time. And Solomon writes this, I know that there's nothing better. There's nothing better for men than to be happy and do good while they live. What's it mean to be happy? How do we get that happiness? It comes from the inside. Heard some people say happiness is an inside job. Often we seek happiness in our external environment. Oh, if I get this thing, or if I achieve this, or if I do this thing, then I'll be happy. But in reality, we should be doing it the reverse. I'm going to be happy first, and it's going to begin to magnetize me and pull those things into my life. I want to be happy and find joy in what I'm doing first. Because why? Because God is the source of my happiness. God is the source of my joy. It's His joy flowing through me. And I'm going to rely on His joy that is my strength, His equipping on the inside of me to help me and to empower me to do good each day. To do what I know to do and to do good. I'm going to rely on Him as my source of happiness, and I'm going to rely on His equipping and empower me to help me do good each day. I believe it's in Titus, it says that it's grace. It's God's grace that teaches us to say no to ungodly living and teaches us how to live self-controlled, upright, and godly lives. Notice it's not rules and laws. It's God's grace on the inside that changes our hearts and desires and gives us the power and the equipping to do the good that we know to do. Oftentimes, there's been times in my life, you see the Apostle Paul talk about it, where he wanted to do some good, but he couldn't make it happen. Is God giving us that empowerment to do that, to both enjoy life, to be happy, for Him to be the source of our contentment, and for Him to help us and to empower us to do good? You put these four fundamentals into practice consistently. Position in the light, magnify the light, stay tuned in, and do the good that you know to do. This verse is going to become a reality for you, I believe. And there's nothing better for men than to be happy and do good while they live. So, Father, we're asking for your help today. Help us to walk this out. For us to grow to this next level with you. Of finding our happiness and contentment with you and helping us to do good today. And to do good every day. We thank you that you loved us so much. You were willing to send your one and only Son. To die for us so that we could have life. Could be connected back to you, and you could be the source of all of this. We thank you that on the night Jesus was betrayed, he took the bread. He said, this is my body broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Then he said, take it. Receive it, that he makes you right and holy and perfect in God's sight. That the cup of God's wrath was poured full strength onto the body of Jesus so that we could have the cup of his blessing. Father, we just thank you for this bread. I ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. If you have your bread, you can take your bread. So then after supper, Jesus took the cup. He said, this is the cup of the new covenant in my blood, poured out for the forgiveness of sins for many. It's that forgiveness of sins, all motivated by love, that brings us into the light. We have this covenant of peace with God, of his love in our lives. And as you begin to see him flowing through you in these areas, that he becomes the source of your contentment on the inside. And he begins to help you and to empower you to do the good that you know to do. You begin to experience him more in your life. You begin to know him better. to know this covenant that we have with Him, this partnership that we have with Him. So Father, we thank You for this cup and ask You to bless it in Jesus' name. If you have your juice, you can take your juice. So now it's about walking it out today. Stay positioned in the light. Forgiveness, love, gratitude, praise. Keep magnifying that light. Pay attention to the symptoms. If you ever get off track, turn it around quickly. Let's stay tuned in today for His leading and direction. And then put into practice. Do the things that you know to do. And do it with joy. Do it with excellence, because you got God right there with you. He's going to lead you day by day to this beautiful, spacious place that's free from all restriction. I hope this has been helpful for you. If you'd like to learn more about partnering with us in the Abundant Life Blueprint, you can go to theabundantlifetrainingcenter.com.